Okay, Easy Store, can I help you?
Hey, is Vance there?
Yes, hold on, please.
All right, thanks. Hey Vance, my name is Job. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How's your day going?
Hi.
Good. I know you're busy. Won't take up too much of your time. Just wanted to follow up on a finance offer I mailed out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. Do you remember seeing anything from us? Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, I did, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't need anything.
Okay, not a problem. I can, most of my phone calls are just to introduce myself and check back later on in the year when you actually, you know, have some kind of needs. How's the business been this year compared to last year?
Well, we go season to season, basically from November through about now it starts for us a little bit, but basically April through October. So.
Okay, because of the travel season, right?
Yeah, tourist season.
Okay, that's good. Do you only have one gas station, or you got a couple?
No, I just have this one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Do you have any upcoming plans for maybe update your facility, maybe add more stations?
No, not really.
Pumps.
Haven't. I'm getting old, and I'm...
Oh.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you retiring soon?
Well, no, I'd like to, but.
Well, how much longer do you want to,
probably
work
another
for?
3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Have you been experiencing the pinch from the gas prices?
Well,
or do you guys get affected by that?
It's a double-edged sword for us. I mean, it's going to be good for the tourists, but
we're
surrounded by an oil field, so all those guys are laid off.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I talked to a couple businesses in Texas, and it's pretty, sad, the stuff that they tell me.
Yeah, it's affected us because we have a pretty good-sized oil field in the southeast corner of Utah, just down here, so...
Okay, and you get yours. You get your oil from there, then.
Well,
most of it
didn't ever help us when the gases were high. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think we get any discount for gas, but. When all these people are out of work, it affects us all. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I may decide I know we're going to have to upgrade our gas pumps, but that only, probably, $30,000. There's a few things like that, but nothing big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I mean, $30,000, $40,000 is a mid-size upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they, this is a French, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a franchise gas station. Or something
we're just branded. I mean, we own...
Like a branch of it.
We're branded Sinclair, so...
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Are you the only Sinclair, or is there a lot of Sinclairs? Kind of Shell?
There's a lot of Sinclairs.
Oh, okay.
Where are you at?
I'm in California, San Diego.
California.
A little ways.
I don't think there's any Sinclairs out there.
Yeah, no, there isn't. That's why I didn't know.
A lot of Chevrons out there. Chevron, Shell, Conoco.
Yeah, a lot of Chevrons and Shell. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Marco.
Sinclair is the last independently owned company in the country. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And they were always just kind of small. I mean, I've been Chevron. I've been other brands. But.
Oh, really? Wow.
I'm Sinclair now,
Oh, do you like it more?
Well, yeah, they're just less, but they're starting to get, they're just less, less rules.
Oh, well, that's good, because it's private. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. But I'm not looking for anything now, so.
Right, yeah, totally understand. That update on the pumps, is there Like a timeline or just kind of like a wish list?
Well, they're still working on it. You know the EMV thing with the credit cards?
No, I'm not too familiar with that.
You know how all the credit cards have a chip in them now?
Oh, yes, yes.
Instead of swiping it, you stick it in the machine?
Yeah, it's more secure.
It's easy to, you know, I just replaced my ATM because for that reason.
Oh, okay.
But they haven't decided when the gas pumps are going to have to be that way. And also, there's a possibility I can upgrade my pumps, so I'm just kind of waiting to see.
Okay, kind of just waiting to see if the rules roll out.
Yeah, what the rules are. I know they're coming, but I don't know when the deadline is for gas pumps and if my pumps will be upgradable or not. If they're not upgradable, then it's going to be, you know, those
are going to be expensive.
Sensors are, you know, anywhere from $12,000 to $20,000 a piece.
Oh, geez.
What you get, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can put it in the notes in here, and I can just kind of, you know, circle back once in a while and see if, you know, those rules come out and you have to update.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Cool. And then do you also have an email I can just send over my contact info? And that way, if something pops up before I get back in touch with you, you can always just give me a call or just email me, whatever you want to do.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
KAND.
KAND.
C. Store. @live.com.
@live.com. Okay. So KANDC. Store @live.com.
No. K and C. KANDC.
Okay. @live.com.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Cool. I'll go ahead and send it over, and I'll circle back later on in the year.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.